director of Right Steps Child Development Center, which operates multiple facilities in the Lafayette area. Since the pandemic began, every day presents a new challenge that she's never encountered before.
I was actually on the phone with the director. A grandma was exposed to her grandchildren who works in the center. What do we do? So it's like, okay, let's think about this one.
Lindblom oversees 7 facilities. Since the start of the pandemic, she's only had 2 center-wide closures due to COVID exposure. They've gotten better at restricting teachers and students to certain classrooms. But COVID exposure is not Lindblom's only issue.
Our enrollment has probably dropped lower than it has in years. Our goal is always to be around 90% enrolled. And midstream of all this, none of my centers were over like 65%.
Take Lindblom's facility next to Purdue University, where enrollment tanked after the university sent thousands of employees home last spring. That daycare center's manager still hasn't entirely recovered from that shock.
Actually, just today we were celebrating because she's finally back up to 60%.
And where did she start at, like, the beginning of the pandemic?
Oh, she started at, you know, almost 70. So. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep.
Having low daycare enrollment is new for Indiana, especially among childcare facilities like the one Lindblom operates, those graded as high quality by the state. In fact, a lack of quality childcare seats in both urban and rural areas was one of the biggest issues facing the industry even just a year ago.
If we'd been having this conversation in 2019, we would have been talking about exactly that.
That's Maureen Weber, the executive director of Early Learning Indiana.
There are places in the state where there are childcare deserts, where for a particular audience especially, there is not sufficient access.
But in the last year, even Weber has seen the high-demand facilities that Early Learning Indiana helps operate drop to as low as 15% its pre-pandemic enrollment levels, with significant repercussions for their bottom line.
And this is an industry that barely breaks even on a good day.
Childcare facilities have many requirements, like staff-to-children ratios and safety regulations for kitchens and play areas. All that costs money. And it means childcare margins are often razor thin, even before COVID-19.
And so it doesn't take much at all to put entities out of alignment and make it really hard for them to continue to operate. And that's where lots of providers around the state are.
So what does the pandemic mean for the future of childcare? It's unclear. Nearly $70 million in statewide grants helped boost Indiana's daycare providers and keep them open and safe. So far, just a few providers that accept childcare vouchers from low-income families have had to close in the past year. Yet, a recent state survey found that 1 in 5 providers weren't sure they could make it to the end of the pandemic.
I think there's just a lot of ambiguity in the numbers, and we're all sort of wondering what this means.
For now, many of the providers that received pandemic support money from the state say it was life-saving. Tammy Lindblom, the childcare program director in Lafayette, says that extra money was vital to keeping her centers running through their prolonged drop in enrollment.
Even though we closed down for 2 weeks, we still have to pay rent. You know, we still have to pay lights. We still have to do all of that. So knowing that we have this little cushion, like, we don't have to worry about going out and spending on markers because we have some support for that.
Looking ahead, all eyes are on the Biden administration's next round of COVID relief funding, which currently allocates $40 billion to distribute for childcare. More than half of that $40 billion would go towards fulfilling basic needs like rent and utilities. For WFYI, I'm Priya Mahadevan.